Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature, but it's double option today with just Charlie and I here. And Charlie, the Tampa Bay Bucks made it official today. They, like a parent to a 15-year-old, have handed the keys over to the car to Graham Barton as the starting center.
Wow. The first-round pick out of
Duke. First-round pick. He started.
Mike, I remember we liked him a lot,
man,
too.
Oh, man. I'm a big fan of his. I do know one thing. When you start five or six games as an 18-year-old at center, and that wasn't how they brought him in.
And he was a left tackle.
He was a tackle.
He was drafted to be an interior offensive lineman.
He was drafted
the center
to play
spot.
Center.
Exactly.
And so Graham Barton, 22 years old. Is the starting center now. Think of this. The Buccaneers offensive line, they just signed Tristan Wirf to a large contract, former first-round pick, a multi-time pro bowler. He's the highest-paid offensive lineman in the NFL today, 25 years old. Luke Goedeke, their right tackle, 25 years old, former second-round pick. Their right guard, Cody Mauch from North Dakota State, who we talked quite a bit about the year before, 25 years old, former second-round pick, and Ben Bredesen, who is their left guard. He's the old man in the group. He's 26 years old. He was a fourth-round pick of the Ravens, went to the Giants, and now he's the starting left guard for the Bucks. He's the old man in the group at 26 years old. Cade Otton, who's their starting tight end, he's 25 years old. He was a fourth-round pick back in 2022. So you can see how they have built this with a lot of young guys, but today they made it official. Graham, you got the keys to the car.
A lot of early picks, too, but early picks that have hit.
Tristan Wirfs,
yeah, like Cody Mauch was a second-round pick, Graham Barton
and
a first-round pick.
Luke Goedeke is a good player at that right tackle position.
They've made some good picks there on that offensive line, and so it's not just young, but it's also very talented.
Yep.
And so when you're talking about the best offensive lines in the NFC South, as we mentioned, Mike, Atlanta's number one, and then I would say that Tampa Bay's number two.
They had a two spot.
And then Carolina, and then the Saints. Yep. But looking at some players for my quick double option here, Mike, a couple players looking for contract situations. ESPN's Adam Schefter had a couple updates. Actually, not really updates because they're a lot of nothing. But as far as the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, two premier players, all pro-level talents, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan said today, quote-unquote, zero updates, nothing has changed. We are getting pretty close to the start of the regular season, and there's still no updates on either one of those players. Now, we do have a little bit of an update, and this is more, I guess, fantasy football related or for any Cowboys fans out there. Jerry Jones and the Cowboys are having good talks, quote-unquote, promising talks, with wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, according to ESPN's Todd Archer. So a couple of big names that are still kind of looking for new contracts with their respective teams. It feels like nothing's really going on with this 49ers squad with, you know, Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, but potentially something might be brewing with this Cowboys and CeeDee Lamb.
Only thing I can say, Mike Brown, you better peel off them dead presidents printed on paper for Jamar Chase because that offense doesn't look the same if he's not out there. So that's another big name guy that you're just waiting for that next contract to come due. And if he signs what I think he'll sign, that 2019 team will become, from LSU, will become the first billion-dollar team of contracts ever in the NFL. $1 billion with all those guys from that 2019 hit.
I think that Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson core was pretty
good. Yeah, they kind of ate up a lot of that will be a $1 billion team. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk and our number two right after this break.